Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Mekadesh part 3, Are You Sanctified? And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Romans chapter 6 verses 15 and 16. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. We have been speaking about the name of God, Yahweh Mekadesh, the God who sanctifies. We spoke in the last 2 days about how through Jesus, God is the one that gifts us holiness at salvation. This holiness cannot be worked for. It is a gift, an unmerited gift. No matter how many good works a person tries to do in the flesh or in his own strength, they will be insufficient to make a mortal man holy. Sanctification upon salvation is a gift. There are people who still don't get this fact and strive in their own strength to attain positional sanctification. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 is clear. We are saved by grace. There is no amount of almsgiving or kindness or preaching or any work at all that can save your soul. Sanctification is a gift given on the terms that the giver lays down. Today's scripture and today's episode really is about the second kind of sanctification, the progressive sanctification. We started discussing this last week, but I feel we should spend some more time on it. You see, a lot of believers have received the positional sanctification as a gift and have tabernacled there. There is no growth, no reflection of the values of God in their lives, no progression. They claim that once you have positional sanctification, you do not need to do any other thing. With all humility, I believe that this is a dangerous trend and teaching arising in these last days. And here is why. The Bible says that when we accept Jesus to be Lord over our lives, we become saved and we are gifted holiness. So Jesus becomes our Lord and he imputes holiness to us. Our anchor scripture today tells us that if you present yourself to sin to obey its dictates, you become a slave to sin. If you are a slave to sin, then it means sin is your master. If sin is your master, then Jesus cannot also be your master. After all, the Bible says a man cannot have two masters. So the believer who presents himself continuously and consistently to sin without remorse or any nudge towards repentance within should question his salvation. A man cannot have two masters. So yes, in a sense, it is true that once a person is saved, he is heaven bound. But the question is a person really saved when Jesus is not the Lord of his life indeed? We will spend some more time on this in the next episode. Until then, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Lord, please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.